Good morning to you and to all those who tune in daily at 11 a.m. As usual, we're going to give you an update of the international and national situation regarding COVID-19. The international situation is very complex, with 182 countries reporting COVID-19 cases, and confirmed cases already surpassed 2.5 million. That is 2,588,068 confirmed cases, and 67,546 more than yesterday. And the number of deceased is very alarming, with 188,808 deaths, with 6,022 in a single day, with a lethality of 7.06%. The region of the Americas also reports a growth in numbers, reporting 1,005,660 confirmed cases, 26,378 more than yesterday. This morning, as we watched television, we saw the alarming figure of confirmed cases and fatalities being reported by Brazil. The region of the Americas accounts for 38.86% of the total number of cases in the world, with 2,264 fatalities in a single day for a cumulative total of 54,950 fatalities for a lethality of 5.46%. A total of 11,966 visitors remain in Cuba. Of them, 7,043 are Cubans who reside abroad and 4,923 foreigners. This data has almost no changes since exits of the country, there are no flights going out of the country. In rental houses, the data remains pretty much the same, with 946 foreigners concentrated in Santiago de Cuba and the municipalities of Plaza, Playa, Centro Havana in Havana. A total of 3,393 patients have been admitted in our hospitals, 27 patients under surveillance, 2,548 are suspected cases, and 818 are confirmed cases. At the primary health care level, we have 6,727 under surveillance. Yesterday, our laboratories processed 1,891 samples, of which 592 were at the IPK laboratory, 279 at the Provincial Center of Epidemiology and Hygiene from Villa Clara, in Santiago de Cuba laboratory 280, in Havana's laboratory 180, in the Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology Center 212, and at the Lab for the Civil Defense 187, and at the Molecular Biology Laboratory from the Brothers I. Mejeras Hospital 162. 2.2% of the samples studied tested positive. That is, we had 50 confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday. As of yesterday, 36,134 samples have been studied, and 1,285 have tested positive. This represents 3.55% of the processed samples. Of the 50 new cases confirmed, all were Cubans. 45, that is 90%, were contacts of confirmed cases, and in 5, the source of infection could not be established. Of the 50 new cases, 58% were male. 72%, that is 36 of the confirmed cases, were asymptomatic, a figure that goes up every day. And I don't want to miss this opportunity to reiterate the need of protection and of following all the measures that have been indicated, which some people still are not fulfilling. And I say this because I recall the time when I worked on taking care of patients with HIV/AIDS. There used to be a slogan which said that AIDS has no face, because the person may look healthy and still that person was a carrier of the disease. And this applies just the same to COVID-19, since the person may show no symptoms of having the virus, so there is a great risk out there. Of the 50 diagnosed cases with COVID-19, the age group with the most cases is the one from younger than 40 years, with 25 cases, followed by the age group from 40 to 60 years with 36% of the cases. The province of Havana has the most cases with 30 cases, with 60% of the cases. Of the 1,285 patients diagnosed with COVID-19, 807 show a stable clinical evolution. Today we grieve the loss of 6 people, bringing to 49 the number of fatalities in the country due to the COVID-19. We have 2 evacuees and 416 cumulative releases from hospitals. 51 people were discharged on Thursday. This means that 32.4% of the patients who have been confirmed in our country have already recovered. These convalescents include people who have already returned to their normal lives after being under observation at home, and others are still under surveillance at their homes. We are reporting 3 patients less in critical conditions than yesterday. Now we have 7 in critical condition, and we have 4 in serious condition. As I said earlier, today we grieve the loss of 6 people. A 67-year-old female Cuban patient from the municipality of Central Havana here in Havana. As pre-existing pathologies, she had bronchial asthma and she had been admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital, and she had spent 13 days in intensive care unit, and her clinical condition worsened. She developed a viral bronchial pneumonia and had a myocardial infarction, and she passed away yesterday. A 98-year-old female Cuban patient from the municipality of Camagüey with history of ischemic heart disease and diabetes mellitus. She had spent 4 days in the intensive care unit of the Amalia Simoni Hospital. She had been admitted 20 days before. Her condition worsened and she died. A 35-year-old male patient, a young man who had been admitted to the hospital Gustavo Alderaguía from Cienfuegos province, despite his young age, this patient had a 3-year-old epidermoid carcinoma of the larynx at end stage. He even had a tracheotomy done. While admitted to the hospital, he developed respiratory symptoms, and as established, he was tested for SARS-CoV-2, and he tested positive. And this is a patient who was terminally ill, and during this terminal disease, he contracted the virus and he passed away yesterday. A 64-year-old female patient from Santa Clara municipality She was a contact of a confirmed case. She had been transferred to the intensive care unit of the military hospital of the city with a history of high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, first degree atrial ventricular block, who during her evolution, she developed a cardiogenic shock from acute myocardial infarction, which led to her death. An 80-year-old female patient from Plaza Municipality here in Havana with a history of high blood pressure, chronic obstructive lung disease, who had been admitted since last March 31 and transferred 5 days ago to intensive care. She developed several complications, including acute abdomen by a twisted ovary with hemiperitoneum, and she required surgery, and she died as a result of complications. An 80-year-old male patient from the municipality of Camajoni in Villa Clara province, who had been admitted in the military hospital of this province with an antecedent of high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, anterior hip fracture, senile dementia, and severe malnutrition. He had a torpid evolution, which led to his death yesterday. So this is the information corresponding to the 6 deceased patients that we have to inform to you today. Questions from NBC. The media reported that at least half of the patients connected to artificial ventilators die. Other patients in need of those ventilators die upon admission because hospitals do not admit them immediately. How many hospitalized COVID patients in Cuba have been put on ventilators and how many of them have survived? A total of 102 patients have been treated in our intensive care units. Of these, 51 have been critical, and therefore they have needed artificial ventilation support. 11 have come out of critical condition, and 7 are still in intensive care. The average number of days on a ventilator is 8.5 days. And in the intensive care units of the hospitals that care for patients with COVID-19, a total of 29 patients have died, which is 28.4%. This, combined with 8 patients who have died in other therapies, in other intensive care units, this gives us a total of 37 for 36.2% below the international reports.